against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear.
Good Sunday morning, friends. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. We are syndicated on iHeartRadio. I am your Christian on-air personality, CA on iHeartRadio. Thank you again on a Sunday morning, spending your usual time, maybe going through different podcasts and different stations, and you got us on here and you're like, oh, praise the Lord. CA is on the air. Yes, I am, and I am here for you. I want to remind you, I do have a 1-800 number. It's a ministry line number. Questions, comments, suggestions, or hey, CA, I got a praise the Lord report, a PTO report, or I just need prayer about something, feel free. You can text it, 1-800-978-9735, or if you want to do something else better than that, and you want to call me, feel free. Me or one of my ministry team will get back to you just as soon as we can. Leave your name and leave the state that you're in and the situation if it's unspoken. Or if you want to text me, that's the old new norm now. A lot of people do that. You feel free to do that as well. Also, I do have an email address. You guys can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Well, as you gather around with your family, and you're probably going to be listening to some online services, or you may be going to church this morning, social distancing and everything. Today, my Bible devotion is on simple trust. Now, the book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3 and verse 5, scripture reminds us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You know, there will always be secrets and motives of God that lie beyond our grasp. In fact, God knows everything we do. Only in heaven will we understand God's ways more fully. As Paul said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12, Scripture reminds us, "Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. But based upon what we do know about God's character is that he demonstrated supremely on the cross. And we can trust God in doing what is best for us. In fact, God says in his words, "I know the plans I have for you, plans that will prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Find that in the good book of Jeremiah chapter 11 and verse 11. Quarantine Boom once explained a picture of a piece of embroidery placed between you and God, and with the right side up toward God, man seems to lose phrase as they get phrased in. You know, in other words, it's getting fragile, right? But God sees the pattern. You know why? God is in control. So whatever comes in our lives, we can confidently say, going back to the good book of Romans chapter 8 in verse 28, "We know all things work together for the good who love God, to those that are called according to his purpose." Look, God has a calling for you. And you know what? I want you to know that I'm praying for you, and there's other people praying for you. And Ricky Skaggs is going to kick it off on Sunday Morning Praise. You haven't heard this one. Someone's praying.
For me, my
Somebody's praying for me.
Amen. Isn't that a beautiful song? I wanted to play that on Sunday Morning Praise because I figured I wanted y'all to know that someone is praying for you. Someone loves you. Someone cares about you, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we also got prayer partners that care, and they want you to know that they're praying for you. And you know what? Michael W. Smith reminds us, we're going to fight our battles. So whatever battle you're going through right now, remember, God's got it. Michael, take it away.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. Just when you think you're lost. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey! I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle.
Amen. As everybody who has been through our life, all of our lives, right? We've had to fight our battles, haven't we? But we know one thing, and that is for sure, is that God has it. Because you know why? Because He is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God. That is who He is, and that is who He is always going to be. And you know what? Michael W. Smith, another great one with Vanessa, reminds us with that. Waymaker, miracle worker. Just focus on the words. Focus on the love that you have for Jesus Christ. It's your personal Savior. He loves you. Stay strong. He's got you. The song will remind you. Worship Him today on the Sunday morning praise.
It's our God, it's an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Now when the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
Amen. I tell you what, that is one of my favorite songs. I've got a lot of Rich Mullins songs. I hope one day again here soon and very soon we can spotlight Mr. Rich Mullins. And this is Sunday Morning Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Good Sunday morning on iHeartRadio. I am your on-air personality, CA. Thank you for spending your morning with me this morning. Maybe before you're getting ready to go to church, or maybe you're just meditating in God's Word and you're praying for your church and you're praying for this COVID virus that I've been talking about, that we just keep hoping and praying for a vaccine. It's all in God's hands, isn't it? Let's continue. We'll be praying for the sick and all that too as well. So God's got good promises for you, right? He does for me and He does for you. And I sit here at Faith Studio One and I was like, God, what kind of a devotion should I read? And He kind of pinpointed me to this one. It's God's good promise. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8 and verse 56, there's a simple verse. Blessed be the Lord, there has not failed one word of all of His good promise. You see, when you purchase something of great value, whether it's a house, for example, or usually required to put down a deposit and indicate our sincerity to promise our intentions are serious. Now, the deposit is a form of either insurance, a guarantee on that house, and then it's also adds substance to our word. But God has made some incredible promises to us, promises that stagger our imagination. In fact, He has promised that we might have a relationship with Him through His Son. He promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us, and will always be with us. He also had a promise to take us to heaven when He died. The Bible is full of all kinds of God's promises. Someone might ask you, what insurance do you have? What insurance do we have that God is serious? And how do we know His promises can be trusted? Well, you see, the simple answer is, God deposited the most precious investment, more than anything, in the whole entire world. And I want you to remember that. anyone could ever make. You know what that is? The answer. His Son, who by His death and resurrection purchased our salvation completely and fully. Not only is Jesus Christ a significant down payment on God's promises, He is in fact payment in full. It's stamped in your life, CA's life, payment in full for my sins. Anybody's sins that committed. Take it to the cross and you take it to the Lord. You know what? I'm feeling some of y'all need a comeback. So let's just go ahead and Danny Gatley, give us a comeback. Amen. You know what? I love the energy, and you'll have to excuse me. I'm sitting here at Faith Studio One, and I mispronounced his name, Danny Gutley, Gockley, I should say. You'll probably chuckle when I say that. But anyway, that's a great song. We get a lot of requests for that, friends, the comeback. I have one more song I'm going to play. It's a Russ Taff song, and I hope one day I can spotlight him. He's a very talented singer. I want you to listen before we pray on this last closeout song on Sunday Morning Praise. It's called Bethlehem, Galilee, and Gethsemane. And I'll tell you what, I want you to listen to the words. It's very touching. And just meditate with Jesus.
Bethlehem, He was. best hotel room in the city. If it had been left open for him. But he wasn't pushing. He still isn't. He moves only in places we vacate for him. There was room that night, only in the stable. So that's where he was born.
Amen. Isn't that a beautiful song? Russ Taff, he's got some timeless songs. And I hope we can play him real soon. I kind of changed it up a little bit today for you all because I figured, hey, you know what? We're going to do Sunday Morn Praise with a different kind of a unique worship. We're still worshiping God, but y'all may get tired of the same old song after song after song. So I do some fishing in my library and I found some that I thought that would be timeless that you would really like. I hope you enjoyed a lot out of it, friends. Now we'll come united in prayer on a Sunday morning. Good morning, everybody. And again, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio, and I want to thank you Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Like me on my Facebook page, by the way, too, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. I'd love to have you hop aboard, saddle up, and hop on. Hop aboard our train, our worship train we have, okay? We're worshiping, we're serving, we're loving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank Him for everything He does. Let's come united in prayer. What do you say, iHeart family? iHeart Radio family. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for a Sunday. Father God, I just pray that You just be with us, guide us, watch over and protect us. The ones that are hurting, God, I pray that You just be with them. Give them a gentle touch from You. The ones that are going through disappointments and rejections, God, may You just inject them with the love. They feel the love inside of You. And God, the people that don't know You, may they just get something out of this. Be blessed and run into somebody that wants to tell them about Jesus. May we continue to be that lighthouse for You, God, working out Your mission field out there to reach, teach, learn all together. We may not know everything, but we learn bits, pieces, all of it together. We know one thing. We believe in You and we thank You. And I pray for a vaccine for this COVID-19. Continue to pray and come united with my heart, family, radio family on this vaccine. I pray for that. Please, Jesus, be with our nurses. Be with the doctors that are exhausted. Timeless hours. Oh, Jesus, the discouraged pastors out there with their churches not able to open. Oh, we need the tide to turn, and we just give it to You, and we know in Your timing and for reasons that this will open back up. People that are also have lost loved ones with this deadly disease, I just pray that they find You if they haven't already. And they cling to the cross. For we ask it in Your precious name. Amen. Friends, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. Again, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeart Radio Network. Getting ready to saddle up. Going to turn off our lights here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, as we get ready to enjoy our Sunday. And I hope you will, too, as well. You guys get a lot out of it, okay? We're here for you. We love you. Hang tough. Again, let me just remind everybody, social distance, wear your mask. We just got to get the spread down. But the only way we're going to do it is do that. And I'm like y'all with the mask, but I know one thing. God's the one that's going to have the last say so. He's the one that controls the whole entire universe. You know what? To Him, the world's a speck. Okay? And that'd be another day I'll share on that. All right, again, tell everybody to hop on and like us on Facebook as I'll get ready for my timeless message. 1 week, about a week, and then we're going to get on the Revelation and Tribulation. You ain't going to want to miss that. Okay? All right, again, this is CA signing out. Have a great and wonderful Sunday. Be safe. Bye for now.